Okay, so we're in Daf Chav Zayin tonight. Welcome, everybody. So Chav Zayin, the top line in the Mishnah, it says, Hamevi get, viavari menu. So let's say somebody was bringing a get. Again, we haven't spoken about it at length, but there's a shliach lahova, person who's, you know, directed by the husband to deliver the get, and then there's a shliach lakabalah, the wife appoints a shliach to receive the get. So you have a shliach lahova, and he's bringing the get, viavari menu. He loses the get, which is not a good thing to happen. Mitzaola altar, if he found it immediately, and the Gemara is going to define what immediately means, let's just say he found it within 10 minutes of losing it. Excuse me, kasher. The get is kasher, meaning I don't have to be concerned that maybe the document that he found is not the document that he lost. And even though they have names on it, it could be other people with the same names. But otherwise, if it's not la altar, then he's dead in the water. It says, Mitzaoba chafisa. If he found the get, the chafisa, the Gemara is going to explain what chafisa is. It's going to be, it's like the leather pouch with wine. In other words, if it was put in this leather pouch, and the way Rashi learns, there's a stimon on the pouch. So then he knows it's his get. He says, obed luskema, or he found it in a box, again, with the stimon. And then the way Rashi takes the Mishnah, ima kiro kasher. What Rashi learns is a third possibility, or he found the get, but he's able to recognize the get, and we'll discuss in the Gemara how he recognized the get. In all those instances, it's kasher. So again, the Mishnah is really saying two halachot. One is, if he loses it and finds a get, you know, it looks like his get, altar, so then he's in good shape, otherwise not. Or if he found the get, and the get was in a container with a semen on it, or he recognized the get, then it's kasher.
It doesn't have to be, by the way.
No. If it has simanim, it doesn't have to be right away. Okay, all right. That's the Mishnah. Now let's take a look. So we're going to learn with different variables. So we're on the third line on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So Gemara Ramina, we pose a contradiction between the Mishnah that we just did and the following Mishnah, Masechet Bava Metzia. So Bava Metzia is talking about, you know, a person like in Eilam Metzia, a person lost objects. When you know, would be returned and so forth. It says, Matza Gitin Nashim, a person found Gitin in the street. He says, Vishakuri Avadim, where he found a bill of emancipation for an Eved Kanani. Daitiki, he found a Tzavav Shchivinra, Matano, a star evidencing a gift. He says, Vishovarin, or receipts. Hareza Lo Yachazir. So the Tana Mishnah says, he shouldn't return it to either party. It means he finds a get, and the get says that Avram divorces Sarah. He shouldn't give the get to Sarah. Maybe the get was never given to her, and if she gives him the get, she'll use it as evidence that she's divorced. And he shouldn't give it to Avram, because maybe if he gives it to Avram, Avram could use the get to falsely claim that he paid the ksuban. They shouldn't have a ksuban, and they gave him the get. So you can't give it to either one. Let's take a look at the Rashi on that. On the first narrow line in Rashi, lo yachazir, lo labal, below the isha. Don't give it to the husband or to the woman. V'chein shechur. And the same thing by the shechur of an eved. V'chein kulam, all the documents. We didn't do this yet. Let's go back in the Gemara. He says, arizal yachazir, sh'ani omer, tukana yuvanim lachalein sholetnam. Because the Tana Mishnah says, I could say that he wrote it, but he decided he'd change his mind. He decided not to deliver it. He wrote up a shtar shikhur for his eved, and he thought better of it. He wrote up a get, and he decided he's not going to give it. So let's see back on the Rashi. He says, on the third, next, second line, we tell you, Tom, Shani Omer, Shemimim, the Mamar HaBaal, Tenula, but if Rashi says, if the husband said, give it to her, Shani Ketavtiv, because I wrote it, La, note him. Then we wouldn't be concerned. That's it. So he's explaining the Gemara coming up. So this is the back of the Gemara. So the implication of the Mishnah in Masech Bava Metzia, this is focused on the get. That if somebody found the get in the street and the husband says, I want you to give that get to my wife, then we wouldn't give the get to the wife. That's what it sounds like. Because it says, the only concern the Mishnah says is maybe he changed his mind. But if he says, go ahead, give the get to my wife, then we would give it to her. And Lechora, even if it's his Zman Ruba, in other words, there's nothing, the Mishnah doesn't limit the time or anything like that. So our Mishnah is one that has time. It's only if you find la'alter. That Mishnah says, what we're deducing from the Mishnah is that we would deliver it, if the husband says deliver it, even if it's a long time. So that's the stira. Here it sounds like I can only rely that this is the proper get if it was picked up la'alter, if it was retrieved immediately. Over there, we would, if the husband says deliver it, so even a day or two or a week later, it sounds like.
Then we're not worried that's a different get.
Correct. Okay, let's take a look. So he says, so that's the stira. That's the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masech Bava Metziah. So I'm a rabba, lo kasha. So Rabbi says there's no contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masech Bava Metziah. Come on, come for Shairot Metziah. Our Mishnah is talking about like Grand Central Station. It's a place where the caravans frequent. In other words, you have a zillion people traveling here, there, the other place. So we have a reasonable concern that somebody else dropped this get. We don't know that this is really the get. Whereas the Mishnah and Masech Bava Metziah say that there are a lot of people there. And Mela, I'm not concerned that it fell from somebody else. So if the husband says deliver it, we deliver it. Now the Gemara is going to introduce one more variable, and then I'll pause and we'll take some questions. Even in a place where the in was right, like in our Mishnah, it has to be the altar that the Shairot Metziyot. There's another aggravating factor. It says, it's where we establish that there are two people with the same name in the same town. In other words, so our Mishnah that says it's only when you find the altar, we're talking about that it's a very busy place, the Shairot Metziyot. And we're also talking about that we know there are two people with the same name in this town, presumably the same wives in the same town. That's the case that the Mishnah says only if it's the altar, otherwise not. But otherwise, we'd be in the clear. That's what we think. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Rashi. On the Rashi, you have the Rashi 10 lines down. Rabba is the one who said we're going to distinguish between Shairot Metziyot and Shairot Ein Metziyot. And then the word, that the Gemara is adding on. When we've established there are two people the same name, the same town. But if we haven't established there are two people in the same town with the same name, then we're not going to say misapek, maybe there's somebody like that and we don't know about it. Or maybe there's another city with the same name. And there's another man with the same name, the same wife. So all right, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so we learned our Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah Masech Bava Metziah. Our Mishnah says Mefurash that if a person loses the get, unless he picks it up la'altar, I have to be choshe immediately. And we're going to define what immediately means. Well, at the end of the daf, but it's not a long period of time. I said 10 minutes. Unless he finds it within 10 minutes, then I have to be choshe that maybe this is not his get. And then there's a Mishnah in Masech Bava Metziah, and just focusing on the Gittin, that says if somebody loses the get, and we deduce from that Mishnah, and the husband would say, I want you to deliver the get to the wife, so we would deliver the get to the wife, even if it was a long time. So Rabbi says, so how do I reconcile the two Mishnayot? So Rabbi says, our Mishnah is talking about a place, Shashayro Mesuyo. There are the caravans frequent, a lot of people, like Grand Central Station, so I have to be concerned that somebody else dropped it. And then the Gemara says that not only that, in addition to which, our Mishnah is talking about that we know for a fact in the town that's stated in that get, there are two men with the same name, and presumably with the same wives with the same name. So I put everything together, and unless you pick it up the altar, forget it. I'm not going to say that this is the get you lost. Maybe somebody else lost this get. Okay, in the other case, not that way. All right, who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
You say that if it were written on the get that the Baal wanted to deliver?
Wait. It doesn't say no. It doesn't say that on the get. It doesn't say that. That's when you found the get. In the case of the Mishnah and Masech Bava Metziah, but the name of the husband that's listening to the get, he says, yeah, that's my get, deliver it to my wife. Okay? All right. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says that the Mishnah, so the Gemara itself said that there's another variable besides Sheirot Mitzuyot that we've established that two people with the same name in the same town. He says, Dilo Temahachi, because unless you say that, that's also true, Tashta de Rabba de Rabba, you're going to have a contradiction with two statements of Rabba. So that's why we have to say, the Mishnah is talking about that we've established there are two people with the same name. He says, the Hugita de Shtakach Begina de Rabuna, because it was a get that was found in the Bezdin of Rav Huna. And the Bezdin of Rav Huna, we take it as like the equivalent of Shairot Mitzvot. And it's like everybody's there in this Bezdin of Rav Huna. Right, exactly right. He says, Vahabatibe, Shirimata da Arakisnara. So in the get, it said, this get is from Shviri, the city of Shviri on the river Rakis. But Am Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Choshishin l'shnei Shviri. Rav Huna says, we have to be concerned that maybe there's another town, you know, with the same name. That's what Rav Huna said. Well, Amarli Rav Chisda l'Rabba. Rav Chisda said to Rabba, "Kukva ayein bo. I think you should look and, you know, investigate this matter, or, you know, look in the Makorot." The Laort, right? They were there. The Laorta by Laminach Rav Huna. Because in the evening, I think Rav Huna, this came up in the base matter today. I think in the evening he's going to ask you about this. So Nafat Nafa Ashkach. So Rabba went and he searched and he found a Mishnah on point and did not, because we learned the Mishnah in Masechet Pavlitzia, Kol Maasei Beitin Harezi Yachazir. If the document was a Maasei Beitin, means if you have a document that went through a hen peg, through a verification, then I should give it to the owner of the document. This means like this. Excuse me. Let's say this is Shtar Halva'a, a loan document. So loan document's prepared by the Lova. Then he borrows the money, he gives it to the Malva. But we found this document, so we don't know if it's the Lova's, we don't know if it's the Malva's. But if there's a henpeg on it, which is the verification, then it's safe to assume that it was the Malva's. We're going to give it back to the Malva, because only the Malva would go to the Tircha of having the signatures verified, because he wants it to be around so that he can collect. He doesn't want to have any problems with it, or if that something happens to the Adim. He wants like the verification that we recognize these signatures of the Adim. I have a good document. So if I find a Maasei Bezdin, I can give it back to the Malva. He says, the Bezdin of Rav Huna is placed on Shairon Mitzuyot, the Kapashkit Yaksir. And the Mishnah says you would give it back to the owner of the document. So Alma. He hooks. So the only way that we can, it's talking about the Sheirot Mitzuyot, and nevertheless, the Mishnah says, I'm going to give it back. In other words, the Mishnah here says that we said the Mishnah here is talking about Sheirot Mitzuyot, but only if found the document immediately would I return it to the owner. That's what we said. Our Mishnah. But over there, In the incident with Rabba, with Rav Huna's Bezdin, he quotes this Mishnah that a Bezdin haray maasei Bezdin yaksir, the Bezdin of Rav Huna is like a makom shekhrot mitzuyot dami, but kapashet yaksir, and he ruled that we should give it back to the husband. Alma yuksu shnei Yosef and shem beirakad in bilolo. He says so. We have to assume that. It only if there's only a chashash. In other words, why in our Mishnah would I not give it back if it's not la'alter? And over there I am giving it back.
You know it's a busy
right. So must be there's another factor that's involved. Right. Let's take a look. Let's look at the Rashi. He says there's two Rashis, Beidin and Rav Huna, but look at the second Beidin and Rav Huna, which is 10 lines above where it gets wide. Beidin and Rav Huna. They needed him for ruling. Rabba Paskin to return the document to the owner of the document. In other words, he says, in other words, Rabba ruled against Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, we have to, from the Belt to Rhine, be Choshesh for two Shviri, two towns with the same name, like that. Rabba rejected that. He's my and he said, no. We're going to give it back to, this was a get. We're going to give the get, well, here we're going to give the get to the,
the husband said to give it back to the woman.
Yeah, we'll follow whatever the husband wants to say about this. But the thing is, we're not going to be choshesh if there's another person with the same name and the whole thing like that. So Mamela, So that's the way we have to explain it, to avoid a stira between Rabbah's ruling here and Rabbah's ruling there. Right. I mean, it's just like correlating what Gemara said about Rabbah. Okay, let's just do a few more lines. That'll be it. Abad Rabbah Uda Bahugita Dishkasach Bekitna B'chum Paditik Shmaite. So Rabbah paskined in accordance with his own rulings with a certain get that was found. Something with the flax, we'll see. B'chum Padita, and B'chum Padita, according to his ruling. So Ikita Amri B'duchta Hecha Dataru Kitna. Some want to say the get was found in a place where they soaked the flax. The Afagab Huxiku Lo Shkichan Shayarta. In other words, so there, that was a case. In other words, here we're going to do whatever the husband wants to say with the get. That's what we're going to do with it. So some want to say, so again, according to Rabbah, there are two prongs that I have to meet before I will not let the husband say what to do. If there's Shairot Mitzuyot, and we establish that there are, you know, two people with the same name in the same town. So it says that Rabbah ruled in accordance with his own Shita, with this get that was found, something to do with the flax. So the first opinion is they found it in the place where the flax was being soaked. So that's a place with the Shairot and not Mitzuyot. There aren't so many people where you're soaking the flax. It's like a stinky thing. People aren't going over there. So there's not a lot of people there. But the Alpha Gav the Hufsiku, but the war, we established there were two people the same name, but we still gave it back to this person who we think is the owner of the get. He says, "V'ikita amri." Others say, "V'dukta the mizabni ikita." Some say it was a place where the flax was sold. So that is a place where a lot of people are. Huhushlo hufsuku, which pichan shayarot. Hufsuku means that we establish that we know for a fact that there are two people with the same name and the same wife name in this town. Chazaka means like 15 different things. Like we've established something. We've established it. So it means only one prong of his two-prong requirement was met in either instance. We're not sure which prong. So either the get was found in a place with a shy rotom and suyot, but
soaked, it's not busy.
No, well, that's the other side. Either it was a place where it was sold, so the shy rotom and suyot was busy, but it's not hufsuku. We didn't establish that there were people with the same name there. So he says, well, this person's here, so we're going to follow what he says. Or it was a place where the shayra were not with suyot, but it was hufsuku. We know there are two people with the same name, but this person comes forward, he says, I lost my get, so we'll follow what he says, because there's only one prong. But that's what he's following his shita. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody's so quiet in Zoom world tonight. We have a nice attendance in Zoom world today. Very nice. Let me see what we have here.
What do you got going on in the base medrash?
I'll show you in one second. Yeah. So we have five attendees in the Zoom world. And here you see Mayor. And here you see Yosef. And here you see. Okay. So more people in Zoom world than in the base medrash tonight. All right, let's see further in the Gemara.
Very nice. I'm babysitting in West Hempstead, so this is a very nice thing.
All right, let's see further. Now, we're six lines from the bottom on Chavzayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Matnitin Abraita Mishani. So in our Gemara, we began with the stira between two Mishnayot. We have our Mishnah here in Masechet Gittin that says only if the Shliach finds it la'alter, then we could still use the get. And then we had the Mishnah and Masechet Bavansiyah. It sounds like it's open-ended in terms of time. And the husband says, deliver it, we're going to deliver it. So we said, our Mishnah is talking about a case where you have these two aggravating factors, Shairot and Suyot, a lot of people coming and going, so we're afraid that it's likely other people could have dropped it, and Huxaku, Shnei Yosef and Shimon B'Yerachad. We established there are two people with the same name in the same town. So those are the aggravating factors. So you have to do it la'alter. So Rabbi Zeira, he poses the question between our Mishnah and a Braisa. So he doesn't go to the Mishnah and Masechet Bavansiyah. The Gemara will ask why not. He goes to a Braisa. So he says, Rabbi Zeira, Rami Manithan, a Braisa, Mishani. So now maybe get Vavani Manu, Mitzola Alter, Kasher, Vimla Pasul. So this is our Mishnah that if you lost the get, you found it immediately. It's kasher. Right. Raminu, we pose contradiction between that Mishnah and the following braisa. Masan get isha b'shuk. the person, again, this is Bryce is quoting Bar Metzia. If you can remember the sugya until you get to Bar Metzia, would be good. Matzaget Ish v'shuk. If a person found a woman's get in the marketplace, Zman Shabal Moda Yachzir L'Isha. So Rashi says on the fourth white line, Moda Shomer Litnola. If the husband says, I want you to give it to her, exactly right. He says, Zman Shabal Moda Yachzir L'Isha. You give it to the wife. He doesn't say to do that. You don't give it to either one. And Rashi explains why not to either one. Let's look at the Rashi, six lines from the bottom. Right. In other words, we don't give it to the husband. Maybe he had already delivered it to the wife. Maybe the wife lost the get. And when we give this get now to the husband, he'll look for the Eidei Mesira that he gave the get to the wife, which he did. They'll testify that he divorced her already. And then when the wife shows up in Bezin and says, what about my $100,000 you gave for the Ksuba? Says, Yomar, Pratich. He'll say, I paid you already. You brought out, you produced the get in Bezin. The Mishnah says that if a woman produces a get, no ksuba, in some places they wouldn't write a ksuba. He says, so she collects the ksuba, the chivuni lefroa, so, and they obligated me to pay. This is his story. He'll say, in other words, if we give the get to the husband, so then he's going to use it to defraud the wife. He'll say, I divorced you already, which is true. And then I paid you the ksuba, which is why I have the get. He says, "V'chivun lefroa, v'netano li raget." And then they awarded me the get. They show tassor v'tigve. If you don't come back and collect again, u'lishalo yachazir. And then you don't want to give it to the wife. Shematina sebo. Maybe he didn't deliver give it to her before, and she's not divorced now. She'll use it to marry. So let's see back in the Mishnah. So einabal moda lezil lezelzeh. He says, "Ha, turn page." This man Shabal Moda, so the Gemara deduces from this on the top line on the Chavzayin base. If the husband says, give the get to my wife, me at Yaxir, the Isha, we're going to give it to the wife, but people is man Maruba, even in a long time has elapsed. So the same sort of stira that we have between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzia, so Rabbi Zera has a similar stira between our Mishnah and this Braisa. Umishani, and he explains, Kanma Komashashar Mitsuyot, our Mishnah is talking about a place where they have like Grand Central Station, a lot of Shairot. Whereas the Bryce is talking about they don't have a lot of Shairot. Now, Ikita Amri, now there are two versions about exactly how Reb Zera explained the Stira. Ikita Amri, Husha Huxaku, Udalahadir, behind the Rabba. Some want to say that Reb Zera said, and it was a place in our Mishnah where you established two people with the same name. And the Shairo Mitsuyo, then we don't give the get to give get to the husband or follow his directions. The Ikeda Amri, but then others, please, somebody needs to mute themselves, but I'm going to help you out. Okay? Okay, now you're helped out. All right, now, the Ikeda Amri, then others say, Afal Gav Lo Huxaku Lo Lahadr. Some want to say in this version that even if we haven't established that two people the same name, you don't give the get, to follow what the husband says, who pleaded the rabbi. And that's mechulek with what rabbi said. So, right. So, in other words, the question is, are there two variables or one variable involved? So, we said, in according to rabbi, the mission, we have two aggravating factors that it's shirot mitsuyot means a lot of people on Grand Central Station. And we've established we have two people with the same name in the same town. So, but put those things together. If he doesn't find the get immediately, we're not going to, give it to either party. But Reb Zera may have explained the pshat the same way with his brisa, or he may just have taken one of the variables, which is that shairo mitsuyot. Okay, now let me do a few more lines, and we'll pause. We'll take some questions. No. if you don't have both variables, yeah, then we'll do whatever the husband says, right? Okay, now, Mishlema de Rabba, lo amar Rabbi Zeira. So I understand Rabba, and the question is, why does Rabba post the contradiction between the two Mishnayot, and Zeira posts the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa? We assume all the Mishnayot are all the Mishnayot by heart. So he says, Mishlema de Rabba, lo amar Rabbi Zeira. So I understand Rabba didn't range the question like Rabbi Zeira. Manitin Lima Lelakshunya. He feels it's stronger to ask a steer between two Mishnayot. They're both very authoritative. So that's why he wants to post it this way. El Rabbi Zeira, my time along Mark Rabba. Why did Rabbi Zeira, why in his learning, his corpus of learning, did he set up the contradiction between the Mish, our Mishnah and the Braisa and not the Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzia? So Amalak Rabbi Zeira would say to you, Mi Katani Amar Tnu Notni Mavfilus Van Meruba. Does the Mishnah in Masechet Bava Metzia actually say, if the husband says, deliver it to my wife, we would deliver it even though it's Van Meruba? The Mishnah never said that. The Mishnah said that, that if you found the documents, you shouldn't give it to either party, because I could say the ketubin yuvinim lechalei and shlo itnan, that he changed his mind. And then the Gemara made a deduction, so if he would say, give it to her, we would give it to her, even with Zman Meruba. He says, dilmi mar tenu notnim to the kaiman on the altar. Maybe the deduction from that mishnah should just be, in other words, the Mishnah says, I'm concerned that maybe the issuer of the document changed his mind. So, therefore, we're not going to give it back to either party. That's what the Mishnah says. So then, Rabba deduced from there. So if the husband would say, give it to the wife, we would give it to the wife, and he assumes even Zman Meruba, even if a long time had elapsed. So Bezeris says, who says that that's the case? Yeah, I hear that the husband says, deliver it. But maybe it means deliver it only if it's la'alter. So it's not such a great, locked in with the question. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Fern looks like she's ready.
What is the legal significance of the ketubah upon divorce? In other words, there's one legal document and another legal document. And you talked about a little bit of interplay. Yeah. If you could expand.
So I think we did this when we did Masechet Ketubos. So generally speaking, if it's a place where they would write the ksuba, so the ksuba is the evidence of the debt that's owed. So the woman keeps the ksuba, right? That's the way we do it under the chuba, right? They give the ksuba to the wife, right? After the kiddushin. Here's the ksuba. So that's her evidence that he owes the money. But if it's a place where they wouldn't write ksubas, so then the get is going to be the raya that he owes the money. In other words, by act of law, he owes the money. Okay? All right.
So you don't need a ketubah, right, even if it's in a place where it's written, because the get subsumes.
No. You're saying something I didn't say here, Fern.
I know you didn't say it.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
Logic would dictate.
Okay. If it's a place where people write ksubas, she needs to produce the ksuba. She needs to produce the ksuba. All right. All right. Now let's see back in the Gemara. All right, we're up to Reb Yirmi around 10 lines down on
Chav Zayin. Can you please mute me?
I'm here. Okay. Let me help out. Okay. All right, everybody's muted. Okay, now Reb Yirmi Amar going to Kamri Edim. Now Reb Yirmi is giving we have a stira either between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzia, or between our Mishnah and the Braisa that Rabbi Zeira quoted. Either way, we have a stira. So Rabbi Yirmi Amar, he's giving a different way to reconcile the contradictions. In other words, our Mishnah says only if it's the altar, otherwise you're dead in the water. And the other Mishnah Braisa means that if the husband says, go ahead and return it, we would return it. So Rabbi Yirmi Amar, going to Kamri Edim, Me'olam lo chatanu el gedachad Yosef and Shimon. He says the case that the Mishnah or the Bryce is talking about, that we would follow the husband's instructions, is where the Edim who signed the get said, we only affixed our signatures to one get of Yosef and Shimon. There was only one get that we signed for Yosef and Shimon, and this is Yosef and Shimon. He says, Nihaki Meilam Ebra. So if that's the case, that's pretty obvious. So Mao the Tema, Lechush Itrami Shma to Shma of Edim to Edim. I might have thought, maybe there's just like there's two people with the same name, maybe there's in this other town, there's two Adam with the same names, and this, you know, everything comes, you know, a perfect brew, you know, a storm. So Kama Shmolan. So the Mishnah's teaching me, we don't Ad Kidei Kach, I'm not going to be afraid for that. Okay, that's another way to reconcile everything. Rav Ashi Amar, now Rav Ashi gives a different way to reconcile the stira that we discussed. Rav Ashi Amar, Yon de Ka'amar, Nekev Yeshbo, B'tat Ot Ploni. We're talking about where the person, the husband, or the shliach, has an Ot Mufak, a Siman Mufak. In other words, he says, on the get that I lost, there was a small hole near the resh. He says, the Havali Siman Mufak, that's like an excellent Siman. Now there's the Siman, like a Siman Beinoni and a Siman Mufak. Siman Mufak is like fantastic. Like you're right. He says, Dafka Batsado Kloni. In other words, he says, right by the side of the roof of the kuf, there was a hole. That's a Siman Mufak. So in that case, that'll be certainly good identification. But a nekev, he just says there was a hole on the get, that's not going to cut it. Misapkale, so Rav Ashi's saying that. Right. So Misapkale means Rav Ashi was Misupak, Simanim Idraita Idrabana. Means there's a question in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. When we say that if a person produces a siman to the item, we give it back to the person who gives. Let's say I find something, and somebody says it had the siman on it, and I give it back to him. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Is it that the Torah says any siman that's certainly proof that it's the owner, that would mean like even a siman beinoni, or on a d'oraisa level, do I need a siman muvhak? But the chachamim decided, we're going to give back items even not a Siman Mupak, and that's with the koach of get, you know, Hefker Bez and Hefker. So he says here, so Rav Ashi was Mesupak about, you know, the garden variety Nekev, but the Siman Mupak, that for sure he was good with. Let's take a look at the Rashi, 10 lines above where it gets wide, and the narrow lines in Rashi. Misapkalei Simam Deraita Utrabanan, Hadimina Beilam Tziot, the fact that the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that we return a lost item with simanim, the bialan atam deraita drabanan. So the Gemara itself asks, "Is this a din deraisa or a din drabanan?" The Rav Ashi nami misapkalei. Rav Ashi was misupak with the same question that the Gemara had. Hilkach the iser eish and ish was samchina simanim ba'alma. So when we're dealing with iser eish and ish, the marital status, we're not going to rely with the safek here. He says, "Dilma siman drabanan." Ramonu who demands rabban lafki the hefker beit and I a hefker. Yeah, maybe it's the rabbanan. The chum said, "Yeah, give it back to the person because they have a koach to say even if it's not his property, I have a koach to say it's his property." The tamad kanta tamfar. So the Gemara over there explains why the chum wouldn't be talking something like that. But to permit that which is prohibited, the Chum don't have a co-op to do it that way. The fact that it doesn't say that maybe he holds the simanim or drabanan, in other words, it's not clear that he holds the rabbanan. He could be his mesupak on it. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, wait, say again, repeat.
Something that is from the Torah cannot come out material.
What, right. In other words, there can't be something which is prohibited from the Torah, but in other words, let's say property, they can assign the property ownership from one person to another. They have a koach, hefker bes and hefker. But, you know, they can't be matir, you know, this married woman is now a single. And
that's something
like,
they
can be the siagim. That's extremely good. Now, the only thing you could say with marriage, sometimes in a rare occasion, the Gemara learns how Fina Rabban the Kiddushin Minei, coming uprooted the Kiddushin, that's an unusual thing. But, and there's a question how that works. But here they're not going to use that. Okay, let's see further the Gemara. Now, okay, so we're up to Rabbi Bar Bar Khan. Everybody with me? Rabbi Bar Bachana, Irkis Lagita Bei Medrusha. Rabbi Rachana lost the get in the Beis Medrash. Amar, he said, Isimana Itlei Begabe. If you require a siman, I have a siman, Itfiat Eina Itlei Begabe. And if you require Tfias Ayin, Tfias Ayin means, let's say I have, you know, five identical blue jackets and it belongs to five different people, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So even though, like, to the average person, they all look the same, but the owner recognizes certain nuances in it and his own object. That's called Tvius Ayin. So he says, I have Tvius Ayin, I can say whether this is the get that I lost or not. He says, Ahadru Nehele, they gave him back the get. Amar, he said, Lo yadani mishum siman adrua, but sabri siman deraita. I don't know whether they held simanim or it was because of simanim, and they hold that simanim or it's in deraita. In other words, he didn't, right, he didn't give him a siman mufak. He just gave him garden variety siman. Like I said, there was a hole in the get, so they gave it back to him. I don't know if it's because they held that simanim or deraita. Imi shum tibiyat ena, or they give it back to him because of his tibiyat ayin. But only because he was Tamid Chacham, about Inish Ba'amalo, but not the average person. Let's see Rashi in this. He says, we'll see in 1 second. He says, 1 second. All right, I'm going to skip. He says, look at the Latsurmin Midrabanan, the 10th line of Rashi, the wide line. Latsurmin Midrabanan, the Yadda between Aina, Velo Mashani B'Dibure. In other words, the Tamid Chacham is very honest. And he wouldn't lie. So he says, I recognize this. So, you know, right, we show it to him. He says, hey, that's the get that I lost. So I don't know if that was what was going through their minds. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did so far? Okay, let's keep moving. Now, we're 10 lines from the bottom on a Chavzayan with base. That's two dots. Bimla Pasul. Now, we said in the Mishnah that if you find the get La Alter right away, then we're gonna, you know, give it back to the shliach who lost it or whatever. But in other words, we're still gonna give it like full force and effect. And we're not gonna be choshesh that it was somebody else's get. So Tan Rabbanan, ezuhu shlo la'alter. So what is la'alter? What's shlo la'alter? How much time are we talking? Right. Rabbi Natan Omer, Sheshak Kedesh Tavur She'erav Tishrei. Rabbi Natan, these are Tanayim, the Braisa. Natan says if the person so much time elapsed, enough time for another caravan to pass by and encamp there, that's too long. I don't know how many minutes that would be, but if so much time has elapsed. Now, B'tishrei can mean to encamp. Let's see what Rashi says. He says, K'tishta avor she'er b'tishrei, shir shukhala avor she'er sham alachanot. That's what Rashi says. But if you look at Tosfos, the first wide line downstairs in Tosfos, very wide line, shavor she'er b'tishrei, the parash ben utam, V'tishrei l'shon su'uda. Rino Tam says V'tishrei doesn't mean to encamp, means to have a meal, right? It says k'mo sheruta, like sheruta means a meal. It says to be tokshimo k'sim k'layim v'sod chashin Hashem nafal mehem. They take out their kalim, so maybe they drop the get with that. Okay, back in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Lazar Omer, v'shi adam omeid v'roe sh'lovar sham adam. Shimon Lazar says there's no specific time. It means if somebody was standing there and saw that no one else had passed on this location, that's la'alter. La'alter could be 5 minutes, it could be a half hour, it could be an hour. But if somebody was standing there and saw that nobody else passed there, that's la'alter. Yeah. Now, v'yeshomrim, and usually yeshomrim is usually Rabbi Natan, says v'yeshomrim shloshaha adam sham. That, you see, the first shot was, only shloavar sham adam, nobody passed by there. He said, nobody lingered there. So in other words, somebody could have passed through, but nobody hung out in that place. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says the time, the altar, the amount of time it takes to write the get. Now, the amount of time to write the get is not significant in terms of likelihood of losing it or finding it, but that's a set time. So he says, let's assume it takes...
After driving the whole thing, like we said yesterday,
yeah, I assume he means the Tofas and the Torah. He says here, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Kidei L'Kroto. Rabbi Yitzchak says it's enough to read the get. He says, Acherim Omerim, Kidei L'Kroto U'L'Kroto. Acherim, which is usually mayor, is enough time to write it and to read it. Now the Braisa continues. Even if we waited a long time there, and so it was enough time for another encampment to come and to camp there. B'yeshbo simanim, but there are simanim. It means simanim mupakim. Rashi says it's got a siman mupak on it, me'idin alav. So then we could, yeah, we can testify the simanim that it belongs to that person. He says da'amri nek of yeshbo b'tzad or ploni. In other words, if a siman mupak, then that's even no matter what happens, he's got a siman mupak. We return to him a hole. Okay, ve'ein me'idin al simani haguf. But if it's just simanim in the guf, like he's describing the document itself generally, damri aroch good. He says it's long or short. That doesn't cut it. Now mitzaot kashur bekist. If the person found it tied to like a pouch, like a wallet, I would say. But arnik is a wallet also. Kist could be like a pouch for money. Arnik a wallet, uva tabad or a two ring on the top line of chavchenam and aleph. Osh mitzaot ben kilav. Or if the person found the get among his utensils in the house, he says, afiluzman ruba, even if a long time had elapsed, that's kasher. In other words, that's a real siman that it stays. Now, Itmar, Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, halacha shoshaha adam sham. So Rav Yudah says in Shmuel, so we had all the machlok and amarayim, tanayim, how much time has to elapse? So Rav Yudah, I'm sorry, we don't have minutes involved. Some don't have barns quantifiable. But Rav Yudah says in Shmuel, halacha shoshaha adam sham. So he's saying, like the Yesh Omrim, shoshaha adam sham. Nobody lingered. Nobody tarried in that place. That's la altar. He says, "Rabba bar Barachana Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel halacha shlo avar adam sham." He said, which is the opinion, the earlier opinion from Reb Lazar, right? You're right, Reb Lazar. So the Gemara says, "Well, lema mar halach gemar." Why didn't one say the halach is like Yeshomim? Umar halach gemar. The other one should say the halach is like Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon ben Lazar, like Reb Shimon ben Lazar. He says, Mishum da afkilhu. So the Gemara says, there are some Tanayim who interchange the two opinions. In other words, that which we refer to Yesh Omrim, they say that was really Reb Shimon ben Lazar. And that which we refer to Reb Shimon ben Lazar, so they said what it is, so we know it's clear. Now, the Gemara says, Mitzaot b'chafisa o b'dluskama. If he found the get in a chafisa or deluskama, so then you're home free. And it means there's a semen on it, he knows it's his. So my chafisa, what's a chafisa? I'm a rabbi barachana, chemit katana. It means like a small, like a chemit is like, remember by Hagar in the priest of Torah that we have on Rosh Hashanah. He says that, you know, she gives her a chemit maya, like, you know, like you have the leather pouch with water. So it's a leather pouch. Rashi says, bulzula blaz, he shall or, it's leather. So it's his, in other words, if the get was found in his leather pouch, he's fine. My gluskama, what's the gluskama? Flika the sabe, which is a box used by old people. But again, we'll also put the semen on it. Okay, let me just do a little piece here, and then that will be it for today. Now, repeat again. Rabbi Natan. Okay, no. All right, now today's Chav Zion. Okay. So the Mishnah on Kav Zayin says, if a shliach on route to deliver get loses the get and is found after a period of time, it may not be returned to the shliach. Such a get is not valid for use because of the concern that it's not the same get that was lost, rather was written for another couple with identical names, and thus lacks the requirement of the Shema. The Gemara Kav Zayin base says that if a shliach is able to identify the get by naming distinct simanim, identifying marks, and the get is returned to him, he may deliver it. Moreover, Shliach is a tzurban rabbana in the Talmud Chacham with an impeccable reputation of honesty, and he claims to recognize the get tzviyirayin, general recognition, the get is returned to him, even if he doesn't provide simana, because tzviyirayin is reliable means of identification. We've shown him, Sitos Fosdi Bermacha Badafka, proved from several sources that everyone is capable of identifying their belongings and people through tzviyirayin. The reason a get is not returned to a non-Talmud Chacham is because the Shliach is suspected of lying and falsely claiming to recognize the get, even though he's uncertain. In other words, really everybody's got to be a Zion. But we say we're only going to give it to Rabbanan because we only rely on him to honestly say that, you know, I did have to be a Zion. Therefore, the finder is instructed not to return the get to the claimant without proof that it is his get. The Rashba explains that Bezdin suspects a Shliach of lying. Are you leaving us? All right, toodles. Okay, the Rashba explains that Bez then suspects Shliach of lying and falsely claiming the get, even though he does not truthfully recognize it, because he doesn't want to forfeit the payment promised to him for safe delivery of the get. So in other words, the simple pshat is, Tanach Chacham won't lie, other people will lie. But the Rashba says, why would the Shliach lie? Because he's getting paid to deliver the get. He doesn't want to lose out. If he lost the get, he's not going to get paid. So let's say they're going to give him $1,000 to deliver this get. So he has an incentive to lie and say, yes, the get, give it back to me. He says, therefore, a less than meticulously honest individual might be tempted to falsely claim that he recognizes the lost get. Moreover, even a shliach who offered to deliver the get without pay, let's say he's a shliach and he's not getting paid. He says he might be tempted to lie to escape the embarrassment of returning home empty-handed and facing the irate husband, Harumas. So in other words, I did it for free, but now I couldn't deliver the get. I feel like embarrassed about this whole thing. And now, you know, my friend or whatever gave me the get. He's going to have tainas against me. I thought we're going to wrap this whole thing up. Now, the Beis Shmuel accordingly comments that a non-biased bystander who has nothing to gain from the recovery of lost get should be believed to testify that he recognizes the get, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, because we have no reason to suspect him of lying. So this non-biased bystander, I don't know how he got so familiar with the get, but if you have somebody who has no monetary interest and no not connected with Tarumas, so he should be believed with this. Now, the Rashba comments that if the Shliach himself finds the lost get, he is permitted to rely on his own Tvius Ayin and deliver the get. So let's say Shliach loses the get, and not a third party finds the get, he, the Shliach, finds the get, and he recognizes with Tvius Ayin, he could do it, even though he's not a Tzurmi Rabbanon. In such a case, Bez then has no grounds to doubt the Shliach's honesty, since without the Shliach's admission, they would never have known about the loss of the get in the first place. We don't even know he lost unless he tells us to it. Now, the Magid Mishnah, an explanation of the Rambam's omission of this halacha, writes that today it is rare to come across an individual who meets the required criteria of a bona fide Surba Midrabanan. In other words, the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha about the Surba Rabbanan with Tvius Ayin. So the Magid Mishnah says that today we don't have anybody who meets the criteria. Therefore, we are no longer permitted to return a get to an individual based solely on his claim of Tvius Ayin recognition. Okay, now the story, and then that will be it. Now, we'll do it nice and slow for you, Ruth, because we have some time. On today's daf, we see that a Talmud Chacham can identify an object be his, even though there are no obvious identical markings. Tosfos explains that we only allow a Talmud Chacham to identify such an object as his because he will not declare it his unless he is absolutely certain that it belongs to him. Okay, we got that. Now, a group of donors, whom in the past had helped the Yeshiva and Radin extensively, once came to visit the town. It is not surprising that this distinguished group was ushered into the august presence of the elderly Chafetz Chaim Tzitzal for a private audience. One man who had done great favors for the Yeshiva in the past said to the Chafetz Chaim, "Truly your honor remembers me. I came before you and I did a certain thing for the Yeshiva at your behest." The Chafetz Chaim's response was not designed to flatter the man. "I am already an old man and my memory is not what it used to be. I recall nothing of your earlier visit." One of the members of the Chafetz Chaim's household preferred the Rav to act as though he remembered this man's earlier deeds and said, "Truly remember when this gentleman made such efforts to the lasting benefit of the yeshiva." The Chafetz Chaim would have none of this, however. He glared at the member of his household and repeated his earlier statement, "I remember nothing at all." After the group left, the family member explained that he had tried to retract Chafetz Chaim's earlier disclaimer, since if he had succeeded, his donor would have given more money to the yeshiva. The Chafetz Chaim's response was light and quick. "For the good of the yeshiva is not one of the things for which it is halakhically permitted to lie." All right. Anyway, that's it for today. Let me end the recording. 1 second. Let me get this out here. 1 second. Oh. Hey, are you good at this?
Just want to just do this.
No, it's not.
And there's the back arrow.
No. Okay. I couldn't do it at all.
Okay. Fern, I saw Malka at the funeral today.
Yeshua, bye.